Crazy Classics presents Romeo and Juliet in Las Vegas. Une histoire réinterprétée par Rupert Morgan. Édition dédiée 2013. Meet the cast. Romeo Montague, the son of a Las Vegas mafia boss. Juliet Capulet, the daughter of a rival mafia boss. Big Ben Volio, Romeo's cousin and a member of the Montague gang. Mickey Mercutio, Romeo's best friend. Ty the Tiger Bolt, Juliet's cousin and a member of the Capulet gang. Silent Pete Ruccio, another member of the Capulet gang. Don Capulet, Juliet's father, a mafia boss and owner of the Pink Flamingo Casino. Elvis P. King, proprietor of the Little Chapel of Love, Las Vegas. Captain Escalo, chief of the Las Vegas Police Department. Chapter 1. The King of Rock and Roll is dead. The year is 1979. The place is Las Vegas, Nevada. A man dressed as Elvis Presley enters.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce myself. I am not Elvis Presley. As everyone knows, the real King of Rock and Roll died of a cardiac arrest 2 years ago in Memphis, Tennessee. Strangely, some people don't believe that is true. They think Elvis's death was a fabrication, and that today he is living as an ordinary man with a new identity. But some people will believe any crazy idea. Me, I'm just an Elvis imitator. Las Vegas is full of them. But of all Elvis impersonators, I can assure you that I'm the best. Elvis P. King, proprietor of the Little Chapel of Love, at your humble service. Anytime you want to get married, just come see me. We offer a fast, economical marriage ceremony, and I will sing Love Me Tender or any other Elvis song you choose. Couples come from all over the U.S. of A. to get married here in Vegas. It's the romance capital of America. And, of course, the casino capital. Most of the casinos are owned by the mafia, but that's just a fact of life here. This is a mafia town. The police don't mind so long as they get paid well and there's no violence on the streets. But these two sides of Vegas, gangs and romance, are generally not a good combination. And that's the story I want to tell you. The tragic love affair of two young people who were personal friends of mine. As a matter of fact, I'm the man who married them. It all started like this, just 4 days ago.